Poker.
Following week, because here we are, 4th of July almost upon us. Hard to believe, isn't it? We'll be celebrating it in a week. Hopefully you take a few moments to remember what the red, white, and blue is all about. Boy, are we being tested here from end to end across this great country lately. Interesting things shaking both abroad and closer to home on our shores. Starting with what's going on in Washington, big news. The Senate says, okay, we're going to go there. We're going to pass immigration. We're going to go for it. We say thumbs up. So the senators predict, however, a quick death for the bill in the House. As promptly as they passed it, they turned around when they were mic'd up and said, don't expect the same thing to happen in the House, which means there is no immigration reform. It's very crazy because the bill that they voted on was 1,200 pages long. I have to say, I agree with Senator Jeff Sessions, the Alabama Republican who said, listen, this is broken, a big, fat, broken promise. It's too long. It's too long. Nobody read that end to end. And you know what they say about reading the fine print? Did you ever sign anything that you regret signing because you didn't really read the whole thing? It's like when you go to rent an apartment and they have 15 pages of print that's so little you can't even see it. Just sign here and then put your X here and then right by that X put your other initials, and 15 minutes later you are done. You got your hot apartment. You're just a kid and you feel great because this is your cave. And then you realize, whoa, what did I sign? I got to pay $5,000 to get out of this lease, but my job transferred me. So in a bizarre way, it's kind of like that, 1,200 pages long. What are you committing us to by saying yes to this bill that's filled with a lot of nonsense? But the Senate passes it. They're calling it landmark immigration. It's landmark immigration reform, but then we got to tell you, we don't think our colleagues are going to do the same thing, especially when the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, says, listen, if every single Republican here does not vote, that we don't have the support of the majority of the 234 Republicans, then we're not going to consider the bill. It's not going to happen. So, yeah, it passes in the Senate. Woohoo! 68 to 32, but it's not really that much closer to becoming a law, because I think it gets jammed up for sure in the House. We had a caller even just the other day from Illinois who said something that was interesting, that unemployment, why do we keep forgetting this? Because we are, our minds are in so many other areas as to what's happening with all the scandals with the IRS and Benghazi and the AP scandal going through the phone records of the Associated Press and what's going on with the Justice Department. And, of course, the IRS, that's what everybody's looking at and what ultimately happened there when it came to tax-exempt status and Tea Party groups that were applying for it. And now another IRS official takes the fifth when he's brought up to the Hill. With our focus on so many things, the NSA leak and, geez, they're spying us much more than we thought and all that stuff. We forget that unemployment, Dale in Illinois said it, he's right, is up over 7%. It's like the forgotten statistic. Long-term unemployment is so sad, and it's been so forgotten, the statistic. How many people are out of work long term? How long has it been since some of these people have had jobs? Now, they're proposing legislation to help this situation out, but of course, nothing's been passed. It's depressing. I mean, it's tough. It's a vicious, vicious cycle. And the number itself is still very, very high. So John Boehner keyed in on this when he talked about, one, the Keystone Pipeline, because there would be jobs that would be created, obviously, through the pipeline that pretty much is essentially dead now at this point. The Canadians will go to China. It doesn't look like we're going to see the full pipeline come down from Canada and all the way through Texas. So Boehner talked about that aspect and with the House bills and the effect on jobs in this country.
Why we're passing two energy bills this week to expand energy production in North America. It's why we're fighting to make college loans more affordable for students and their families. That's why the president needs to approve the Keystone Pipeline, and soon. Because Americans are still asking the question, where are the jobs?
Yeah, where are the jobs? And so the long-term people caught in that web are certainly a big concern. But the underemployed would be thrown in there. The youth, young people trying to find jobs that they're not getting any longer because other people are taking those jobs. The competition is so stiff, even for seemingly what seems like a job that would have been a layup to get before. The numbers are crazy. It's so dramatic that something has to be done. Somebody has to roll up their sleeves and figure out what can we do. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says, you know, the number of people out of work for fewer than 5 weeks has returned to almost the same level as 2007. But for people who have been out of work for more than 27 weeks, it's a tipping point into the long-term unemployment category. You know what it is? 257% higher than 2007. Oh, that's terrible. That's awful. All right, speaking of unemployment, although I wouldn't cry any tears in that department for her because she certainly has made plenty of money and she would tell you the same thing, the queen of Southern comfort food, that is her nickname, Paula Deen, now is in trouble with QVC. What they're calling is, do you love this? It's like a separation. They said, the CEO, a guy named Mike George, said, for now we've decided to take a pause. Paul is not going to be on any upcoming broadcast. We're going to phase out her product assortment on our online sales channels over the next few months. But he's leaving it open to have a relationship in the future. And what he's doing is he's hedging his bet because he sees it's all about business. He sees that, hey, he's got competition with the Home Shopping Network who could say, all right, let's wait a little while and then let's pick up Paula Deen. Because she's obviously still popular enough and people feel for her in her current situation. Her books are number one on Amazon. So what is going on with that? Coming up on the flip side, we're going to look at that question, publicity, and what does it mean and how are people feeling about Paula Deen, Jim Carrey, and a few other things. It's interesting how that machine works. Ryan McCormick from a big New York PR agency and expert joins us in just a few to break it all down.
Government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. enhancing health and privacy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Understand. So how perfect to have our pal Ryan McCormick on the show. He's a public relations expert from Goldman and McCormick. It's been a crazy, crazy couple of days, really, for Paula Deen, but also Jim Carrey, too, creeping in the conversation more and more. Thanks for coming on, Ryan.
It's my pleasure, Miss Lady. It's a pleasure to be here with you and your listeners tonight.
Let's talk about Paula Deen. So she goes on the Today Show the other day, and I don't know how many hits it got when it was played back on YouTube and everything else, but I think a lot. And, of course, TMZ and a lot of other people ran with it. She cried. It was a 13-minute interview. She talked about if nobody could cast a stone, well, if that person exists, they should just kill her with a stone. And that's kind of how that interview ended. Did that help her, that Today Show interview, at all or no?
Yeah, I think it did. As a matter of fact, I'm going to say something. I think that Paula is going to come out of this victorious, and I think that she's going to be stronger than ever in a very short period of time, maybe about a year or so. You know, the Today Show scored their first ratings victory over Good Morning America for the first time in 8 months over Paula Deen's interview. And right now, Paula is seeing record surges in sales on her books and on her products, and it's because her fan base is very loyal. They're very loyal to her. They're much more loyal to her than they are to a faceless, nameless corporate entity such as Home Depot or Walmart. And I think that her people see Paula Deen as being bullied and being thrown under the bus and being caught in this, like, psychotic storm, like this, like, American, typical American racial lynch mob, where if you say something in your personal life that's deemed even remotely, like, racially insensitive, that the people come after you. And I think that I'm glad that her people are standing up for her. And maybe it's time that Americans are saying enough of this. This is disgusting. This lynch mob mentality of going after people based on what they say, is they've had enough. And I think that this interview has been fantastic for her. Even though it wasn't exactly the most enjoyable or visually appealing one, I think it definitely helped her.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, so now she's got to kind of come through that because she's lost a lot of sponsors. She lost QVC. I was surprised about that because they were on the fence. I mean, to be honest, I'll tell you, it would be a great coup. And my sister-in-law works for these guys. But the Home Shopping Network, if they were smart, like you say, she'll get back, let's say it takes 6-7 months, a year, whatever. They could snap her up now.
Yeah, and right now, I'm sure that the corporations are looking at this, and they're probably going to gauge, and they're probably going to see that Paula Deen's numbers and popularity is not going to be dipping that substantially because she makes quality products. And in the free market society, in a free market, people tend to go with products that are good, and she's got a very passionate, loyal base. She's got a lot of people that really do like her products, and I think those corporations that are throwing her under the bus because they're so afraid of this radioactive fallout from this, you know, I think it's such a non-issue with what she may or may not have said. I think that they're going to realize that Paula Deen's product and personality are still bankable. And in corporate America, all they care about is money. This idea that they're dropping her because of some moral choice is a bunch of BS. So I think once corporate America realizes that Paula Deen is still bankable, they're going to come back to her. I think Paula Deen no one gives Paula Deen credit for being an individual who's created jobs, who's put a lot of people to work because of her passion, because of her creativity. No one gives her credit for that. They're just throwing her under the bus, and I think it's personally disgusting. I'm ashamed of America when that stuff happens, when that happens to anyone, because I don't think most people are inherently racist at all. And the fact that now she's going over to kiss Jesse Jackson's ring finger and anyone else out there who've stirred the racial pot and racial hatred throughout this country, I think it's disgusting and deplorable. We need to stop this. We need to grow up as Americans and just, you know, accept the fact that people do and say things we should be more accepting. But Paul Deen's going to come out of this.
I agree with you 100%. I think it's crazy. Lynch mob is the best way to put it. I mean, they really threw her under the bus. It's nutty.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey, different story. What's going on with his career? Because now he's kind of fallen off the tracks. First of all, explain what you know about what's happened with him lately.
Well, Jim Carrey decided not to do film promotion for his next film called Kick-Ass 2, which is a violent comedy that has a lot of action and a lot of killing, which is no different than your Saturday morning cartoons. But he decided that because of the events that have happened in Sandy Hook, he can't in good conscience promote the film, yet he had the conscience to accept the paycheck for the film. And so I think that by him coming out and doing this and making a big deal about this, even though he may have the good intentions in heart, he's coming off like a hypocrite. And I think it's a hollow promise or a hollow behavior that he's doing. And if Jim Carrey truly did care about the victims of Sandy Hook, and, you know, he could give 100% of what he made on this movie to their causes, to the victims. He could do a lot of other things than not promote this movie, because I think that by not promoting this movie, he's letting his fellow cast members down, and he's making himself a financial liability for future studios, because now what studio is going to want to take a chance on investing in a $100 million Jim Carrey movie if knowing that there's a question that he may not promote it? There's too much money at stake, and Jim Carrey's career, I think, is heading south right now, but Kate, he's going to turn it around. He's really about one or two movies away from turning it around, and I think that he just needs to escape from the public eye and then reconnect with Quentin Tarantino, because Quentin Tarantino has revitalized more movie careers than patients in the ER.
Yeah, like my buddy John Travolta. All of a sudden, it was like, whoa, there's a Travolta sighting, and he pumped millions. I mean, if I was Travolta, I would buy him a car every year.
And Jim Carrey is so talented, and he's got so much ability to relate and resonate with people. He could do stand-up comedy for a year. He's got enough money in the world to retire. But Jim Carrey coming out and doing this advocacy while coming from a good place, I think it's hurting people in the process. There are a lot of different ways you can go about doing it. But Jim Carrey is one of those rare performers where he's so talented that it's like he can always find work. And I think that he's going to do Dumb and Dumber, too. Once he does that sequel to that movie and he goes back to the roots and does Ace Ventura 3, which I've been dying for him to do, he's going to be back there.
Maybe
run for political office. It'd be great.
Yeah, he's going to be back there. Hey, since we're going down this road, this would be interesting to get your take on this. Martha Stewart, insider trading, has a big empire. Do you think now, these years later, she's bounced back since her stay at Camp Cupcake?
Yeah, absolutely. And
all the way?
Probably
all the way?
More, Yeah, I think she's come back. But Martha Stewart, I think, is a little bit different. I think that Martha Stewart had a reputation of being, you know, a mean person, and she had things going on, and she was, there's a racial component to Paula Deen, and then there's Martha Stewart, who was clearly breaking the law, which, and I just think people perceive Martha Stewart as mean, whereas Paula Deen's kind of like the, even though she may be a little bit mean, she's still like a grandmotherly like type figure. And I just think that there's a difference in likability between her and Martha Stewart. Martha Stewart has another empire, and she's very smart when it comes to her business. So I think that Paula Deen should give Martha Stewart a call, and they should probably talk. And I think Paula Deen's going to come back very, very strong. I think she's going to be innovative. She's going to come up with all these new products. And all these corporations that abandoned her are going to come crawling right back to her. Because, again, Kate, at the end of the day, corporate America only cares about its bottom line. They care about money. And Paula Deen's still bankable, regardless of what the media is telling us, regardless of how much they tell us she's tarnished and done. She's coming back.
I love that. She's coming back. Hey, like, how about Tiger Woods? There's a bounce back story. Nike, all these people that were dumping them, they're back on the bandwagon now.
Okay, yeah. The public forgiveness says sometimes you can do something that'll make it come back. I think the person who still has the hardest way of coming back is Michael Richards from Seinfeld, because you still have that footage of him going out and doing things. With Paula Deen, we don't have video footage of her going on these racial tirades. And
right.
I have a solution out there that I think will solve this problem once and for all. And it's a little unorthodox, but I think if people were to use racial epithets in their daily life and call each other these taboo names on a daily basis, it would diminish the hurt and power behind these words.
Yeah.
All there are is words. And if you use like these horrible words as term of endearment, they no longer carry the weight and the negativity originally affiliated with those words. So it's kind of like an immature thing. I think, Kate, in our society is very immature that we go over and say, he said the L word or the B word or the C word. It reminds me of something you would say on a playground when you're 4 or 5 years old. I mean, we're adults here. We should be able to say whatever we want to say. And if somebody doesn't like it, then it's their issue onto themselves.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm right there with you. I don't understand that. It's like we've gone backwards and we're giving power to the words. That's the perfect way to put it. Too much power, and then ultimately don't take it back. We keep going down the same dark rabbit hole for sure. Ryan McCormick, you are a delight. We'll have to have you back on again.
Pleasure.
Terrific. PR expert.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. A lot of fun. Bye. Thanks, Ryan. Bye-bye.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
America tonight. Each and every show I say I'm overwhelmed by the amount of email that we receive. And by the way, if you want to flip in your 2 cents, you can always do that at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Talking about the NSA leaker who's in limbo on the airport, not on the runway, but he's on the airport couches, I suppose, in Moscow. And Moscow says, well, that's not really, it's not really Russia where he is. So Ed Snowden, that's where he is. He's stuck at this point with all his WikiLeaks founders' friends because Julian Assange sent an army over to him to try to help get him to Ecuador. So far, that has not happened. It hasn't happened. Will he move on? Eventually, something has to happen here. He can't continue to stay where he is, so where is he going to get asylum? Maybe he, because of this passport thing and documents and, you know, he needs some sort of documentation. That's the tug of war over that, blah, blah, blah. You know, will he ultimately make his way to Ecuador? A lot of you still have things to say about Ed Snowden, calling him a hero, saying that we should throw him a parade. Others say he's just an immature kid, and did he really realize what he was doing, and does he realize how he exploded his life, and in the end, would it be worth it? Interesting take. So with that, we're going to head to the America Tonight mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. All right, this one comes to us from Hayden, who says, wow, Kate, I got to tell you, I am mixed on Snowden. It's very strange what's happening with Moscow. I think in some sinister way, the president, Putin, is loving to stick this to Obama. It just shows you how the respect for America has gone down when it comes to other nations. The Russians would have jumped before, and they probably would have booted them back to us. In this case, Putin likes the idea of, I think, letting Obama twist in the wind. What do you think? Yeah, oh, definitely. I absolutely think that this is what it's about, that, you know, hey, this is sovereign territory. I mean, we don't have to really worry about it. This isn't really where he's not really in Russia. So Snowden is got to move on. It's a headache for us. But, hey, Putin could easily get Snowden, and they could easily extradite him to the United States, but they're not doing that. And what's the reason they're not doing that? Because he's loving the position that he's in, and Snowden for now is stuck. Does he go down on the list of notable leakers and whistleblower types? Of course, absolutely. But what happens after you're on the list? Like, woohoo, Snowden, thank goodness. You revealed what some of us didn't know, although if we had read America Top Secret, we would have known about a lot of the NSA things that they were doing. However, that being said, did we know how wide the information gathering was? But the bottom line is he will absolutely go down in history as a notable leaker, as a whistleblower. But will he be celebrated? Will he go speak at college campuses? Will he have an iconic sort of ring to his name 3 decades from now? And that answer is maybe not. He may be in jail for at least 2 decades, but that depends on whether or not he gets kicked back to America. I seem to be running into people who really believe that he's going to get killed. And I don't know that I believe that. Would it make things easier in a sense? Yes, but I'm not that much of a conspiracy theorist when it comes to they're going to pick him off. They got a bullet with his name on it. It's just waiting for him. I don't think so. It's just more to me, will he make it to the country that will give him the asylum? All right, another person, Shawnee P., says, Kate, I'm telling you, I know my pals. They love Snowden. They keep talking about the government creeping around on us. But I'm not of the same opinion. I'm sort of mixed on this, and I'm never a wishy-washy person. Listen, some things have to be kept secret. We've really blown the lid off of that. So regardless, the NSA cannot continue to do what they were doing full strength before because it wouldn't matter. Everybody's aware of it at this point. Would you be willing to trade some of your privacy for security? That's the big question, and I have to say that I am willing to do that. I don't know about you. Would you be willing to do that? Well, the answer is, it is a tough question to wrestle with, because in one sense, Snowden, you know, blew this all up, but now, as is typical in this country, what does it create? Oh, more checks and balances for the NSA. Yeah, we really screwed up. We changed the passwords. Now we have people, when we're talking about classified information, doing the buddy system, so there's 2 of them. Great. So they don't copy the documents or grab the documents. Did they ever think of that before? So, duh, shame on the NSA for not thinking of the most important factor of all. Okay, so if we're doing things that we think are really going to infuriate American people, even though we believe legally we have everything in place here, then, geez, let's make sure we don't have the wrong people going through the information. Let's make sure we have not contractors, but people on our payroll. So how'd they let that happen in the first place? I mean, I get that they have to use contractors, but in that position, or how did he have access to that? I mean, to me, that's where some of these questions really loom. And that's why the Department of Justice is so furious. That's why they don't like this in D.C., because they don't like being exposed as buffoons. So forget even all the diving for our information, but being being completely exposed and having to answer questions about it, they don't like that. Not at all. All right, this one comes to us from John, who's listening in Illinois. And John says, Kate, wow, all this stuff about Paula Deen. You know, I barely know who the woman is, I got to tell you. I've seen her mug on the tube, but I don't care about cooking, or I don't care about Southern fattening comfort food. I don't care about any of that nonsense. However, I think she is really being screwed over by what they're trying to tag onto her. She was in a deposition, and from everything I've read, she was just being honest. Somebody had a gun, for goodness sake, to her head, and she was a kid. It's ridiculous sometimes. The people that we destroy in this country, and far too often it seems to be powerful women. What's up with that? Yeah, well, I agree. I mean, you heard us talking about it with Ryan McCormick. She was railroaded in this case. The whole racial slurs thing, I think, is ridiculous in the case of what she said, and what this deposition is revealing. She has someone on the staff who's trying to sue her, and, you know, whatever they're suing for, and they're the ones who now sit in a better position. I don't get it. So the Food Network, Smithfield Foods, QVC puts her on pause, Caesars Entertainment, all end their contracts with her. And Sears and Kmart say they're looking at next steps as far as her products are concerned. I mean, I do, by the way, agree with Ryan that she will bounce back from it, but it's really crazy, crazy stuff for sure. All right, this one comes to us, WFLN. This guy's listening to us on WFLN, Gregory. And Gregory says, Kate, I've just been listening to the show. It's been on the station now for a couple of weeks. Awesome. So thank you very much. I like the way that you move around on to different things and you just don't pound something to death. You know, I get tired of that. Traditionally, that's what I hear when I listen to talk radio. Immigration bill, what a joke. So the Senate passes it. They hold their little court, talk about it, and then ultimately they even say and know that the House won't pass anything. So this is basically a moot point. It's a moot point. Pathway to citizenship, at least 20 years away. Whoa, 20 years away. I don't know. I don't know if it's 20 years away, but I don't think the House is going to pass anything. And, you know, if you think about it, you think about when Reagan was president. Didn't we have something akin to sort of amnesty then? And you have to fix the border. If you don't fix the border, how can you possibly jack with a pathway to get on for citizenship? You know, we're not going to deport 11 million people. We can't do that. We're not going to do it. We don't have the manpower for that. What, round everyone up at once? It's ridiculous. But it's very, very sad that this immigration thing comes up every, like, 3 or 4 years, and then it ultimately gets put back on the shelf. Just build the fence, secure the borders. And could we please go from there? And could we work on the visas, for goodness sake? How are we a country that we can't control our visas? We don't know when somebody's visa expires. But if I go into another country and my visa expires, trust me, they will know. They will be at my door that second. And they will be ready to deport me unless I've renewed my temporary work visa. I've seen it. I've seen it happen in other countries. All right, hang with us. We're hitting the final stretch next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it. Because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit ValairBallroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
Law. He's stuck at a Moscow airport. The NSA whistleblower Ed Snowden is enjoying Russian magazines and candy bars, I suppose. But where, oh, where does he go next? Kate D, hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Just remember, we just did the mailbag segment. I'm always overwhelmed by the amount of emails we get. You can add to the avalanche, americatonight.net. You can hook up with us, not hiccup, but you can hook up with us on Facebook, and you can tweet with us as well just by going to that website. But you can also click on contact and let your thoughts fly, as it were. So Snowden and this whole Moscow thing, somebody suggested to me today, let's pretend we're in the Wild West again, and there are those posters that are up, wanted dead or alive. Do you think Snowden would be brought in alive, or would he be brought in dead? The former congressman from Texas, Ron Paul, says that he is worried that he's going to be assassinated for what's happened here because of the humiliation to the administration and the fact that it was such a big piece of information for a lot of Americans about what was happening with their metadata stuff and data stuff and what was going on with phone records that were being culled through and what made you somebody that would be tapped into. I read a whole bunch of a whole bunch of words that put you on the NSA list, and it included words that were ridiculous, like fireplace. So if you go by the list that I have, all of us have been hit up by the NSA at some point because we used the wrong word, and it wasn't really spy lingo, by the way. Big deal with immigration, rounding the final bend. That was one of the things I mentioned here as well. The pathway to citizenship, to me, is a joke because it's not happening. So they vote in the Senate. They say, woohoo, landmark legislation, but it's not passing that House. It is no way, no how passing the House. All the president's men and all the people in between, any of the buffers, are not going to get the votes that they're hoping to get. There's just no way. If you look at what's happened in the Senate and what the House's version is, I don't think so. Maybe in the near future, like 5 years from now, but certainly not this year. I think we're going to turn another calendar page into 2014. Rick in Illinois, you have the floor. Hey, Rick, how are you?
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Yeah, this Snowden guy, I guess we know who our friends are. You know, China had him. They couldn't give him to us. They didn't do it. Now Russia's got him. They don't want to give him to us. So if that airport don't belong to Russia, Obama sent his Navy SEALs in, and we'll get him.
But he said he's not going to scramble the jets. He was in Africa, and he said, no scrambling jets, not going to go get them. Haven't talked to Russia, haven't talked to China. The one who is the most aggravated is the chief of the NSA, you know, General Alexander. And, Rick, he's humiliated. I mean, this kid, he's a kid compared to a general. I'm a general. I'm a manly man. And this kid, this 30-year-old computer punk, who I find out is a dropout and all these other stories about him, you know, took my legs out. Because when you're running the place and then that happens, you look like a fool.
But he should have told China not to ship none of their stuff over here until they brought him in.
There you go. Hey, you want to? That's right, because we account for so much of their economy. What if they said, listen, you know, we love you and everything, but we got to play a little hardball here. We want our guy back. So will you give us our guy back? No problem. But otherwise, we're not going to do any deals with you.
Yeah, I'll just tell you, turn the ships around, go back.
Yeah, turn them around. Take that dog food and all that cheap crap that you're going to put in Walmart or wherever and just take it back home. Take your dangerous red dyes and go back home.
But this immigration bill, if Boehner don't get it through, he's going to make no friends with Mark Rubio, so that's going to be more infighting in the Republican Party.
Yeah, the Republicans, like we were talking about before, have an identity crisis at hand big time. They got to make some decisions on what they're going to do. I mean, if you're going to play hardball, hardline, all that kind of stuff straight down the line, then you got to be prepared for the consequences. And the consequences are they're in danger of becoming obsolete.
Yeah. But that lady there in Texas, the filibuster,
Wendy Davis.
For what, 12 hours?
Yeah.
Couldn't lean on nothing, couldn't sit down or nothing like that.
Isn't that crazy? And then they even wanted to get her like a back brace to support her, and they said no, that would be against the rules. Yeah.
Yeah. And then
it's wild.
She went to the bathroom. I wonder if she had a diaper on.
Hey, you were around for that version of America Tonight when we were talking about the astronaut chick. Remember who did that from Houston? Oh, that was a crazy story. Yeah, I don't know if she had a diaper on, but she must have held it pretty well.
Well, I don't know if she's up there 10 hours or 12 or whatever.
Yeah, she's up there almost 12 hours, close to 12 hours, yeah. Over 12 hours, yeah. That'd be tough. I don't know. You know what? That's a question, Rick. Could you do that? Let's put it this way. America, I'm going to throw this question out to anyone. If you were offered, let's say, $500,000 to stand up there and, do a similar thing with a filibuster, and you couldn't lean, you couldn't do anything, you couldn't take a bathroom break, but at the end of it, you'd have $500,000. Could you think you could do it?
I couldn't. I'm not a woman, so I couldn't talk that long.
Oh, you're so mean, Rick. You're not a woman. Do you think women talk more than men?
Oh, yeah. I see it every day. I go to work, everybody's worried about buying on their phone, but they're just yakking away on their phone. I mean, they're everywhere. They can walk out in front of you, don't pay attention, reading their text messages and all that. They'll honk the horn at them, get their attention.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, that kind of brings up an interesting subject. Rick, have a great weekend. You know, Rick says that women talk more than men, and they're always on their phone texting and doing all that stuff and not paying attention and talking. I had a friend who was just, she had a BlackBerry, and this was only a couple of years ago, and I was almost watching her death and giving the eulogy probably within days of that. However, she just narrowly missed getting creamed by a car because her head was down and she was BlackBerrying like furious and walking and not paying attention. It was just absolutely crazy. And to my point there about standing and being able to do that for that many hours, I know I couldn't do it. I'd give it the try. You know, I'd try to do it. But even if I really got myself in just great shape physically where I could really withstand so much and had done everything I could physically to prepare myself, there is no way. I know it. I even wonder how many hours I would last. Because I have that iron will of, I'm going to do it, I'm going to try. I know I would do it until I just passed out, until you just saw me just keel over. I'm saying I'd be lucky if I lasted, you know, maybe 3 hours tops. 3 hours tops for me. So bravo to her for trying to, you know, push her point that she was willing to put herself out there that way. And filibuster with some crazy rules, because at least when nationally Rand Paul did his, the senator from Kentucky, he could be relieved by others on the floor, and he still, his voice was hoarse and all of that, but he did have a few spells where he could be, you know, where he was able to take a little bit of a break, and she didn't get that break. Hey, speaking of that, the Texas state senator who filibustered on that measure placing strict new curbs on abortion was, they say, operating outside of the normal procedure for passing legislation. That's what Governor Rick Perry said. That's the way he put it, too. He says, hey, Democrat Wendy Davis ignored her own past as the daughter of a single mother in her bid to actually prevent abortion rights from being restricted in the state of Texas. So Perry said, I'm all about honest, open debate. Right to life is where he was, a right to life convention in Dallas. He said, parliamentary tactics are certainly nothing new, but what we witnessed Tuesday was nothing more than the hijacking of the democratic process, and it's too important to a cause to allow unruly actions of a few to stand in its way. Woo! Davis stood and spoke for, you know how long? Officially 13 hours. I couldn't do it. Could you? You do it.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.